Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we are halfway to the weekend. It's Wednesday afternoon already. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us Wednesday afternoon. It doesn't really feel like September 17th, although it's not that unusual for it to be kind of warm this time of year. I want to run back into the newsroom with Ian Ozan. You just said it feels good outside. You like this?
Look, I will gladly take the heat as long as the humidity is not oppressive. And today it feels like that. 91 degrees, relatively dry, humidity about 33-35%.
That's good.
I don't mind
that's
it.
That's good. No, that's not bad. But, you know, I'm so ready for a change. It's been, you know, I know there was this big thunderstorm that swept the North Shore yesterday about this time.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it has been unusually boring in terms of the temperature stays the same. There are basically no chances of rain day after day. I mean, I'm ready for a thunderstorm. I want to see something happen out there.
Well, be careful what you wish for, because Louisiana has a bad habit of giving us thunderstorms ad nauseum. But for some folks on the North Shore right now, in the Holden, Albany area, Starnes, the border of Tangipahoa and Livingston parishes, they're seeing a thunderstorm right now. Other areas just south of Baton Rouge seeing some rain, but no idea when we'll see it here in the New Orleans metro.
Yeah, I want to get in the car. If I see a thunderstorm, I want to get in the car and anticipate where it's going and just go get in it. Again, you know, the weather's just been so consistently, well, the same that I'm ready for a change. And I know we're going to get that change. And at some point, I think all of this is due to the Gulf Stream just not dipping down and staying up north.
Yeah, there's a Gulf Stream, a ridge of pressure that's hanging over the United States. There's another ridge that's out over the Atlantic that's keeping, in fact, the new tropical storm, Danielle, it's going to shift it to the north and stay out in the Atlantic. Bermuda may get touched, but even that's uncertain right now. So we've got two systems that are essentially keeping the Gulf of Mexico closed and keeping practically all other rain away, keeping us dry.
Yeah, this has been really amazing. It's really, really cool. So also, I heard in the news, so the Feds cut the interest rate by a quarter of a point.
Right. That came down about 15, 20 minutes ago, and that sent the Dow Jones Industrial skyrocketing. It was up maybe 50 points an hour ago, now up almost 1%, 452 points to 46,209. And the Fed says there may be more interest rate cuts coming later this year as the economy begins to show signs of slowing down, especially in the job market.
So this is something that President Trump has wanted for a long time, and he's finally getting a cut. I think he wanted this about a year ago. But it's happening now. So, you know, maybe this is a sign that there is action taking place that's going to lead us in a better direction, because I know inflation is still hitting a lot of people.
It certainly is. You go to the grocery store, everybody's favorite game of can I escape in less than $100 is now can I get out in less than $200.
Yeah.
But it's inflation still very much a problem. But the bigger problem is the job market is slowing and the Fed is seeing that. That's why they finally issued the cut. And I think it's a case of political. Be careful of what you wish for, because now that the president has that rate cut, is this a sign that we might be entering another recession?
Yeah, let's hope not. But you know, those recessions are corrective measures to economies that have been booming. So, you know, we've been through it before. You know, we'll get through this. So I appreciate it, Ian.
Anytime. Yeah,
talk to you later. All right. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and we do have a lot to get to. And again, I want to continue with something that we started on Monday. And this is in the aftermath of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which is much bigger than just one person being killed, as tragic as it is for one person to be killed, a father, a husband, and just somebody loved by many and respected by many. this is much bigger than that, because it has really, I think, shown us where we are as a country in terms of what can happen when hate goes too far. You know, you have the right to hate somebody. I mean, it's a harsh word, but we have that right to hate people. We don't have a right to take action on that hate in the way that this one person did. And that's what's so discouraging about this. But I think this whole thing has really, it's been sort of a sign on the road of the political road of life in America. It's a signpost telling us where we are, and where we are is not good. I mean, we're kind of lost, and we've been kind of going down this road for a while, and it's taken us to this point, and other bad things have happened. You know, Democrats were shot in Minnesota in the early part of the summer. It's early June. I don't even know if it was technically summer yet, but after Memorial Day in early June, some Democrats were shot by somebody who had political leanings to the right. So, you know, there's a lot that we still don't know. But what we do know is that this is just not acceptable. And I think this is one of the things that we're coming to terms with. And while there are a lot of people jumping on this and trying to make it seem even worse, they're taking advantage of the opportunity. And there are people who make a lot of money selling hate, but you don't have to buy it. And if you buy the hate, and especially if you buy the action that is the manifestation of the hate, then this is what really causes the problems that we have. And there's too much hate. And there are going to be haters. We're never going to get rid of haters. But let that group be smaller. And don't be part of that group. And just let them hate. Whether it's on social media or on the air or wherever, just let them hate. And I'm just not going to get involved in caring too much about that. I'm not going to invest in that. And as I've said this week, I'm going to do what I can with this show to try to cool the temperatures a little bit, to try to cool things off, just in my own little way right here. But again, I remind you that as a country, we're a collection of individuals. And we can't be any better than the action of all those individuals collectively in America. So if the individuals in this country act a certain way, then our country acts a certain way. So it might seem like we don't have power, but every individual in this country does have power. You have the power to be involved in the selling, the promoting, and the acceptance of hate. Or you can go, wait a minute. You know, this is too far. And as much as I might disagree with an opinion, as much as I might disagree with what somebody's saying, they have a right to say it. And they do. And there's a lot of speech that I don't like. There's a lot of speech that I hate, that I think is ridiculous. But I'm not going to act on it. And when it comes to how I talk about things on the air, I'm going to try to back up a little bit on that. And not feed into that, you know, it's this side against this side. Because the truth is, you know, I describe myself as a radical moderate. I have my opinions and my views, and they're from a position of being a registered independent. And I'm not part of either political party, and I'm very proud to say that. And there are more and more independents or people who are registering not associated with either the Republicans or the Democrats. That's happening more in Louisiana and around the country. And so I'm in really, really good company. And even if you're not, even if you don't change your registration, you can be registered a Republican or registered Democrat, but you can act more like an independent and not become part of either political tribe. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, said that we need to put aside political differences. And he said, I think this is a turning point. Talking about the death of Charlie Kirk. And I hope Mike Johnson is right. And we can make him right. You know, we can be part of that process. And you know, I know sometimes I get the impression that people feel tough when they're part of the hate mongering. They feel tough. It feeds that machismo in people. They feel, you know, yeah, you know what? Well, you know what? Well, I'll tell you what. And they get into that. And that's not something that should really excite people. It takes more courage, I think, to be an independent-minded person than it is to be part of a political tribe or part of a movement that is based on hate. And it's on both sides. I think it takes a lot of courage to be an independent thinker. The other thing is, it takes a little work to be an independent thinker. If you are part of a political tribe, either one, if you're part of that political tribe, you don't have to think. All you have to do is just listen to what they say on either side. Listen to what the media on your side is saying. You pick your leaders and you just follow and do what they say. You don't have to think. It's really easy. And I think a lot of people like that. They don't have to worry about it. I don't have to make up my mind about, I don't have to think about the issues. I'm being told, and sometimes this is on a subconscious level, I'm being told what to think about the issues. I don't have to think. So it takes an effort to actually think about the issues. And the great majority of this country is not right or left. The great majority of this country is somewhat in the middle. Registered Republicans who have liberal thoughts when it comes to some issues. Liberal Democrats who have some thoughts that are conservative when it comes to some issues. And that's my position. I don't judge everything through the same myopic political perspective. I think about the issue and how it applies to me, not how it applies to the political tribe that I'm part of, because I'm not part of either tribe. But that takes a little effort. But that's what it takes to be an American, not just buying into what everybody says. You know, being a real American is thinking about how you feel about the issues, how you feel about the issues. We're going to talk more about this on the show in the next hour. But in this first hour of the show, I want to talk about the mayoral debate last night, which was on Channel 4. Did you watch it? I watched it. I'd love to know what you thought of it. Yesterday, we talked on the show about, and I wrote a blog about this, which is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on it there, and I will get to some of your comments later in the show. So it has just been posted just a little while ago, but it's on Scoot on the Air Facebook. And if you haven't joined me there, I hope you will become part of that family. It's about whether or not this race is about race. We've got a white female and two African-American men who are the three primary candidates in this race. And we talked about whether or not there is pressure on African-American citizens in New Orleans to vote for the African-American candidates because they're African-American. Or do you vote for the person that you think is the best candidate? And you know how I feel about that. You vote for the person who you think is the best candidate. When Barack Obama was running for president, there were a lot of white Americans who thought he was the right person for that job, and they voted for him. They didn't think about his skin color. They voted for him. If white America had not voted for Barack Obama, he wouldn't have been president. So that's the way it needs to be. It needs to be judgment of character, judgment of experience, judgment of who you think is going to be the best person for the job. So what did you think about the debate last night? I'd love to hear your comments. Do you think somebody scored points? I thought there were times that Oliver Thomas had some good answers, but Oliver Thomas and Royce Duplessis, they spent a lot of time not answering the question. They spent a lot of time talking about who they are and what they've done, bragging about how they're local. New Orleans is in their blood. And I get that. And, you know, for those two, they had to approach the debate differently from Helena Moreno, who has a very large lead in the race. So these other two guys, they really had to get up there and talk about who they were and let people know that, you know, they're New Orleans and that they're going to do the best for this city. But there was a little bit too much bragging on their parts, as far as I'm concerned. Channel 4 did a survey, and it showed that Helena Moreno, 50%, liked Helena Moreno. Royce Duplessis came in second, and Oliver Thomas came in third. But how did you feel about it? Well, let's talk about that. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We have a couple of calls on hold. Want to respond to what I was talking about earlier about, you know, this idea that, you know, people are buying into the hate, and it's exciting for them to take a side and to see their side stand up for them, and they're bashing the other side. But this isn't leading us in the right direction. And what happened to Charlie Kirk should never have happened. We are going to talk more about that in the next hour, but I'll also get to your calls. We've got text messages to get to. Coleman is our studio producer. Ian is stuck back in the office today. So we'll have a great show today. And again, we're going to do what we can to kind of cool things down a little bit. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you will. All right. Did you watch the debate last night? I did. I kind of had to finish up early here at the station, and sometimes I don't get home until 7:30, but I got home just before 7 and watched the debate, made a lot of notes. But my overall impression is they all did okay. I thought Oliver Thomas went a little too much out of his way to brag about who he was. And he even tried to make it seem like he was part of the Down the Drain or whatever I think that's the name of it, whatever that series was when Channel 4 was investigating the Sewage and Water Board and the mess there. I think it was something like Down the Drain. And they called him after the series had been done, but he made it sound like he was part of the series. Helena Moreno corrected him on that. But there was a time when they were talking about the events like second line parades and things like that, and the financial burden that is placed on the planners. And this was all about culture in New Orleans and how to keep culture alive. And some of those who are the culture bearers, in New Orleans, have financial strains placed on them, just trying to keep our culture alive. So, it was just about how do we keep the culture bearers here and how do we keep them in a spot where they can continue to promote our culture for those of us here and for, you know, really the country and the world. And there was something about the second line stuff or something. And Oliver Thomas went out of it and said, well, I've been king of two of those groups and nobody else has been part of that. I don't think that plays well. There were times when Royce Duplessis was attacking Helena Moreno to the point where it didn't really work. And I don't think in those moments that he was trying to make points, and he's in a position to where he does need to make points. And, you know, in the polls, he's in third place. Some polls he's in second place, but they're way, way behind Helena Moreno. And they were talking about this, this email that had been sent to him. He said accidentally, and it was falsely accusing him and his campaign of calling Helena Moreno and her group, her staff, white devils. And he never did that, and he said he was insulted by that. But I thought that his attack mode didn't really work, and he also really just went out of his way to talk about a lot. I mean, you know, it's almost like he was talking more about his family relative to New Orleans and the fact that they're New Orleans blood, more than even wanting to answer some of the questions. And you know, I hate in debates, and they all have a tendency to do it, when the candidates are asked a question and they don't really answer the question. They just talk about what they want to talk about, making it kind of a veiled attempt to answer the question, but it's not really answering the question. But did you see the debate, and who do you think won? We're going to do a text off on this in just a moment, but if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Metairie. Carlos, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Scoot, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
Well, all right, Scoot, as I was telling the gentleman that answered the line here, is that this screen has been played for the last 40 years. I'm of Hispanic descendancy. I grew up here in this city, and mainly in this city and throughout the United States with the government. But since Dutch Morrell became mayor of the city, and again, I don't know if he did a good job or didn't do a good job. That's according to each and every individual who voted for and not voted for him. That's individuals, okay? The blacks have a tendency to vote for those people. And some whites also. Now, I voted for one person that has never been mentioned, Sidney Bartholomew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, that doesn't make me any less of a person simply because I voted for him. Now,
of course not.
With these three, yes, Helena Moreno has a large lead, but you want me to tell you, though, Scoot, I'm afraid that she's not going to win because the other two gentlemen, Mr. Thomas and Mr. DePlessis, are going to want their people to vote for them, not for her, okay? That's just the way it is, and I'm sorry if people get offended by that, but that's the truth, okay? That's the truth.
You think race is a factor, and then when it comes down to it, the African American citizens are going to vote for the African American candidates.
Yes, it is. Now you mentioned about President Barack Obama when he was the better choice of the two. He was the better choice. Now he didn't have that much experience, so to speak, foreign politics.
That's right.
He had one term as a senator. Remember. And one mm-hmm. term as a senator, but he became president. Whether we like it or not, he was the president, and that's just the way it is. Okay, and it's down in the history books, the first black president of the United States. Whether we like it or not, he was the president. Now, these three, okay, are gonna, and the two gentlemen are gonna try to bump off Helena Moreno. Okay.
Yeah, no, look, I understand that that's what they're going to do. I spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday, and I really want to challenge everybody to not vote based on race. You know, now Helena Moreno is white. She's also Hispanic. She's a white Hispanic. But in this race, she's perceived as the white female candidate compared to the black male candidates in the race. And I want to challenge everybody, white or African-American or Hispanic, vote for the best candidate. Vote for the person you think is going to be best. Don't side because of skin color or because of heritage. And don't vote for Helena Moreno. If you're white, don't vote for her just because she's white. Vote for the person that you think is going to do the best job.
And that's exactly what it should be. That's why we had that First Amendment in the Constitution that gives us that right or freedom to vote for whoever you think is the best possible person to lead us out of this doldrum. Because we also have to think about, hey, we're allowing people, and I'm not talking about Helena Moreno, to run this city who are really not from this city. This young woman, yes, she wasn't born here, but she was raised here. The other two gentlemen were born here. Mr. DePlessis is going to leave the state legislature to hopefully become mayor of the city. The other gentleman has already been part of the city for a long time. But does that make them the better qualified nominee? No, I don't think so.
Carlos, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you paid attention to the debate. Let's go to Arthur in New Orleans. Arthur, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. I disagree with the gentleman right before me who stated that he feels that Helena is going to lose the race because of the black population going to vote for those two candidates. I'm a black male. I'm a retired firefighter. I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, and I'm a Democrat, but I don't vote with my political party a lot. I vote on what I hear, and I believe a lot of blacks in New Orleans is going to vote for Helena because of the position she held and the knowledge that she have of the city and what will possibly work and will not work. Him with that, he feels that the majority of blacks can vote against her, he's highly mistaken.
Yeah. Well, Arthur, I appreciate you taking time to call, and I hope you're right, and I appreciate you listening to our show. So let's do an instant text-off on our show. We do this once in a while. We're going to do this just for this break here. So text in who you think won the debate last night. If you watched the debate, who do you think won the debate? And let's just go with first names here, because that'll be easier. Helena, Oliver, or Royce? It's Helena Moreno, Oliver Thomas, and Royce Duplessis. Who do you think won the debate last night? Channel 4 has taken a survey, and I'm not going to even remind you of the results because it doesn't matter, but I'll remind you of the results later. But I want you to think just independently based on what you feel from the candidates last night on Channel 4. Who do you think won the debate? Helena, Oliver, or Royce? So text their first name, just Helena, Oliver, or Royce, to the Open Heart text line, 504-260-1870. Real simple, 504-260-1870, and just text the name Helena, Oliver, or Royce, and we'll tally these up during the break, and we'll have the results right after this break, and we'll continue the conversation. So we're continuing to talk about the mayor's race. Less than a month away, there was a big debate last night. I'll go over some of the highlights, some of the notes that I took during the debate, and then based on what you saw, who do you think did well? Who do you think right now is best prepared to lead the city? Yeah, out of a lot of trouble. You know, we've not done well, especially in the last 4 years, and we need somebody who can lead us out of this. Who do you think the best person for that is? The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. But right now, text Helena, Oliver, or Royce, based on who you think won the debate last night, to 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let's not be fooled again. You know, we got fooled in the last election. I mean, I voted. I don't know about you. I hope you voted. But only 28% of the voters voted in the reelection of LaToya Cantrell. And when a small number of people vote, sometimes the best candidate doesn't win because you've got people supportive of a candidate, and then the rest of the group that really doesn't necessarily like that candidate, you know, they're not voting. Only, I'll put it this way: think about this. In the whole city of New Orleans, less than 49,000 votes were cast. Clearly, LaToya Cantrell won because a lot of people didn't vote, and she was able to get out. The people who wanted her, who really wanted her. The people who didn't want her were apathetic. They didn't care. They stayed home. So I hope in this election coming up October 11th, I hope we get close to record numbers of people voting. We should. You know, we see what happens when we don't vote. So your vote does matter. Before I get to calls, let's go to Coleman. He's got the results of the instant text off. Who do you think won the debate last night? Helena, Oliver, or Royce?
All right, Scoop. 2% believe that it was Oliver. 2% believe that it was Thomas. 1% said Billy Bob. 1% said Frank Sherlock. But 94% thinks Helena Moreno won the mayoral debate.
Wow. Some thought Oliver won. Some thought Thomas won. I just had mentioned first names, but some people put Thomas. And then there was a Billy Bob in there.
Yeah, it was a Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, yeah. You know, love the sense of humor of our audience. But
oh, that's what I said. I meant Royce. I said because some put Thomas as the last name. So let me redo that, because now it looks like that. Now it's 92 Elena, 4% Oliver Thomas, because it's 2%, and then 2% Royce, then 1% Bob. I thought some people put Thomas instead of Oliver. They probably think Tom, because I went by first name.
Yeah, I thought Helena Moreno did a good job last night. I thought that she seemed very much in command. You know, both of these people are taking shots at her because she's the leader. And I thought she did a very good job of holding off Oliver Thomas, who tried to get involved in a question that was asked to her from Royce Duplessis. And by the way, I thought Channel 4, I thought Therese Gibson and Katie Moore did an excellent job. I really liked the format of the debate. And in the beginning, they would show a scene from the city that supported the question that they were about to ask. And then they had the candidates, they could pick and choose who they would ask questions of, and they could ask questions of each other. So I thought that the format was good, and I thought that Therese Gibson and Katie Moore did a really good job with that last night. So overwhelmingly, our audience thinks that Helena Moreno was the winner, and I do agree with that. So it's an uphill battle for Oliver Thomas and Royce Duplessis. I don't know that either helped themselves that much last night. And you know, I don't know that Helena Moreno helped herself that much last night. I don't think things are going to change that much in the polls. But I do have to tell you that I thought that there were a few times when Oliver Thomas gave some good answers. And Royce Duplessis, there were times when he really made you feel like he really cares about this city. And he was decisive when he talked about a few things that he wanted to do. On the issue of drainage and the sewage and water board, Helena Moreno said that we're short money. We don't have the money to clean the drains. We need to take some money that is available. There's like $2 billion that came in, and you just got the feeling that under the Cantrell administration, some of this money is there but hasn't been used. Hasn't been used properly to help the city with its drainage issues. Oliver Thomas said the conditions of the drains, that is a problem. He asked the question, how often do we check? And he said there needs to be, you know, more attention paid to all of that, which is, you know, which is obvious. And he said that there would be annual inspections of the drains. And Royce Duplessis said that he wants to help work with the community, and the community should also be involved in helping clean up the drains and cleaning up their neighborhood. You know, we're going to continue this conversation, but I'm going to add a little bit to the conversation in the next hour when we just continue this series of talking about how we need to calm things down in this country. The assassination of Charlie Kirk was a blatant example of how we have lost respect for freedom of speech. And both sides are guilty of this. And I'm not saying that to appease anybody, but both sides are guilty. And if we can't start off by admitting both sides are guilty, then that's where we have a problem. Because no matter what you think of your side is not perfect. Neither side is perfect, and there are problems on both sides. And we need to get away from this, you know, well, this is my family, you know, and my family doesn't do anything wrong. Well, you know, that's really not the case. And there's a lot of information to support the idea that, you know, both sides are to blame. But I want to continue to do what I can to cool things off just a little bit. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1978, Queen staged a bicycle race with 65 nude models at Wembley Stadium in England. This was to provide video and cover art for the bicycle race single. They rented the bicycles, but because they used nude models, the bicycle company required that they buy all of the bicycle seats. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, coming up, we'll continue this conversation about the debate last night of the three top mayoral candidates on Channel 4. I thought it was a good debate. And we got to talk more about just calming things down in this country. And not everybody's going to be on board, but we're going to talk about it more coming up next on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.